Chapter 9, The Dynasty of Anshuman. Text number 47. There is nobody over it. I will read the verse. Athesha, you can repeat. Yeah, you can repeat. Athesha Maya Arachiteshu Sangam Kuneshu Gandharva Puropameshu Rudham Prakrutya Atmani Vishwakartur Bhavena Hitva Tam Aham Prapadye. Athesha Maya Rachiteshu Sangam. Athesha Maya Rachiteshu Sangam. Guneshu Gandharva Puropameshu. Guneshu Gandharva Puropameshu. Rudham Prakrutyatmani Vishwakartur. Rudham Prakrutyatmani Vishwakartur. Bhave Nahitva Tamam Prapadhe. Bhave Nahitva Tamam Prapadhe. Athesha Maya Arachiteshu Sangam. Guneshu Gandharva Puropameshu. Rudham Prakrutyatmane Vishwakartur. Bhave Nahitva Tamham Prapadhe. Athesha Maya Arachiteshu Sangam. Guneshu Gandharva Puropameshu. Rudham Prakrutyatmane Vishwakartur. Bhave Nahitva Tamaham Prapadhe. Ladies, word by word meaning. Atha, therefore, Ishamaya, by the external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rachiteshu, in things manufactured, Sangam, attachment, guneshu, in the modes of material nature. Gandharvapura upameshu, which are compared to the illusion of a Gandharvapura, a town or houses seen in the forest or on a hill. Rudham, very powerful. Prakrutya, by material nature. Atmani, unto the super soul. Vishvakartu, of the creator of the whole universe. Bhavena, by devotional service. Hitva, giving up. Tam, unto him, the Lord. Aham, I. Prapadde, surrender. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, I should now give up my attachment for things created by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should engage in thought of the Lord and should thus surrender unto Him. This material creation, having been created by the external energy of the Lord, is like an imaginary town visualized on a hill or in a forest. Every conditioned soul has a natural attraction and attachment for material things. But one must simply give up this attachment and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. When passing through a mountainous region in an airplane, one may sometimes see a city in the sky with towers and palaces, or one may see similar things in a big forest. This is called a Gandharvapura. Hare Krishna. Can you all switch off the mobile phones, if it is possible, or put on the silent mode? This is called a Gandharvapura or a phantasmagoria. This entire world resembles such a phantasmagoria, and every materially situated person has attachment for it. But Khatvanga Maharaj, because of his advanced Krishna consciousness, was not interested in such things. Even though a devotee may engage in apparently materialistic activities, he knows his position very well. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagya Muchate. If one engages all material things in relation with the loving service of the Lord, one is situated in the Yukta Vairagya, proper renunciation. In this material world, nothing should be accepted for one's sense gratification. Everything should be accepted for the service of the Lord. This is the mentality of the spiritual world. Maharaj Khatvanga advises that one give up material attachments and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus one achieves success in life. This is Bhakti Yoga. This is pure Bhakti Yoga, which involves Vairagya Vidya, renunciation and knowledge. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartham Eka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Krupam Bhutir Yastam Aham Prapadde. Let me surrender unto the Personality of Godhead, who has appeared now as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the ocean of all mercy and has come down to teach us material detachment, learning and devotional service to Himself. Chaitanya Chandravodaya Natak 6.74. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated this movement of Vairagya Vidya by which one detaches himself from material existence and engages in loving devotional service. The Krishna consciousness movement of devotional service is the only process by which to counteract our false prestige in this material world. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Milita Bhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vidadhar Shiva Sadi Kauravakuranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So translation again. Therefore, I should now give up my attachment for things created by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should engage in thought of the Lord and should thus surrender unto Him. This material creation, having been created by the external energy of the Lord, is like an imaginary town visualized on a hill or in a forest. Every conditioned soul has a natural attraction and attachment for material things. But one must simply give up this attachment and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in this verse, Maharaj Khatwanga, he is offering different prayers and is revealing his mind. What is his consciousness? Because he was told that he has only one moment left in his life. As you know, Maharaj Khatwanga, he was invited by demigods to fight with demons. And he went. And then, Hare Krishna, can everyone put their mobiles on silent mode? So, he was invited by the demigods and he fought. And in this way he pleased the demigods. And we can see that his example was earlier, in the earlier cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, was quoted by Srila Shukadeva Goswami. The very beginning, in the second canto, Shukadeva Goswami, he just mentions the name of Maharaj Khatvanga in the beginning. When he had just started speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, he just mentioned that there was one king, Maharaj Khatvanga, and he was given only one moment of his life. So, what he did? He simply remembered the Lord and he perfected his life. He went back home, back to God. So that Shukadeva Goswami, he just mentioned about Maharaj Khatvanga in the beginning, second canto. And he indirectly increased the curiosity in the mind of King Parikshit. And later on he wanted to explain. He did not want to miss that point, that there was Maharaj Khatvanga, and in the later cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, he wanted to give his example as a pure devotee. And sometimes during the course of a talk also, sometimes the speaker may just touch certain points in the beginning. So that he does not forget at the end that, oh, I forgot this point, I wanted to speak, but I just forgot. So this is expertise of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. So in the very beginning, he just mentioned that there was Maharaj Khatvanga. And here now, he is little elaborately explaining about him. Who was Maharaj Khatvanga? He came in the dynasty of Anshuman. And then how he fought with demons and how he pleased the demigods. And he got some benedictions from demigods like that. Usually what happens that if an ordinary person would have got any benediction from a demigod. Demigods are not small living entities in this or on this earthly planets. They are very, very powerful. And somebody is able to please any demigod, then they may give lot of wealth, so much opulence, and many things on the heavenly planets to enjoy. And here Maharaj Khatvanga also could have asked that, okay, now here I have done so much service to you, give me this, give me that, so many material benediction he could have asked. But Srila Prabhupada explains that he was not forgetful about his prime duty of his life. What is the prime duty of every living entity? To remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead at the final moment. Ante Narayana Smriti. One may do so many activities throughout his life, but if one is not able to remember the Supreme Lord, then his life is wasted. So remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead at the final moments is very important. So once one of our devotee preachers, they had been to a very prestigious university. And this preacher was explaining to students that it is important to remember the Lord at the final moments. And if somebody remembers, then what happens? He goes back to Krishna in the spiritual world, never to return back. So then this intelligent student, he immediately counteracted. He thought that, oh, it is very nice. I have to just remember the Lord at the final moments. So I will do whatever I want throughout my life. And when the final moment has come, I will just remember the Lord. And then I will go back home, back to God. And this was not from any small college or school this student was. He was from a very, very intelligent university. Prestigious. IIT or something. So, this preacher told that it is not like that. That you just remember the Lord at the final moment of death and you will go back home. There is a lot of preparation required. If this is a final exam, any exam one has to prepare. Somebody may think that, oh, let me just study on the last day of exam. Then what will happen? He may just get some bare minimum marks, or he may not pass. Or even if he passes, then it has no much value actually. So, it is explained that who can remember the Lord at the final moment? One who has remembered the Lord throughout his life. Then only at the final moments one can remember him. And here Srila Prabhupada explains that Khatvanga Maharaj, it was not that now he was told that only one moment is left in his life. So then he just left everything, came back to earth and he just remembered the Lord. No. He was, in his earlier life also, he was practicing. He was practicing that method of remembering the Lord. And therefore it was possible for him at this time. So, what he did actually, he came back to earth because he knew that on the earth he can practice more comfortably, or he can fix his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead without much disturbance. In the earlier verse, he's mentioning that on the heavenly planets, it is quite difficult to remember the Lord because there is too much opulence. Therefore, it is little difficult to remember the Lord because there is too much opulence. So therefore, he came back on the earth and he fixed his mind. And another point which is important is that somebody may ask that if he was told that he has only one moment in his life, then he should have asked demigods to increase his duration of his life. But it is explained that demigods cannot give those benedictions which are beyond their control, which are not within their jurisdiction. To increasing a duration of person is not within the jurisdiction of demigods. Even Lord Brahma cannot give that benediction of somebody becoming immortal. Because Hiranyakashipu and so many demons, they had done so many austerities to become immortal. But they could not become immortal. So therefore, demigods don't have that power to make someone immortal. They can give those benedictions which are within their capacity. And in this way, they could at least tell him that you have only one moment left. that is the only time you have now. So Maharaj Khatwanga, he comes back on the earth. This is a sign of a devotee or a sign of a detached person, that he has realized that now I got only one moment. So this moment has to be utilized to remember the Lord intensely. Then only I'll be able to perfect my life. And Srila Prabhupada explains in another place that these are Rajarshis, these are saintly kings who have remembered the Supreme Lord, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Khatwanga. Once they realize that only limited time is there, so within that limited time they just became detached, and they remember the Supreme Lord. And if somebody has like lot of power or control, he is in a big position in the material world, to give up something suddenly, all of a sudden, is not easy. It requires practice to give up. Because attachments are, so many attachments are there in the heart. One may not realize also that I am attached to this thing. And therefore, practice is required. And Lord Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita, in the 15th chapter, that this material world is like, attachments of this material world is like the banyan tree. The banyan tree, it is explained that this world is like a banyan tree, material world. And we are entangled. And we have developed so many attachments in this material world. And the banyan tree, we can see that sometimes the roots are going up, down, branches are scattered. If we see a big, huge banyan tree, we may not know where it has begun. So how to get rid of this? So Lord Krishna explained that one has to become detached. One should cut down all those attachments by the weapon of detachment. Asanga shastrena dhrudena chitva. That one has to cut down all these attachments by the weapon of detachment, by the weapon of determination. Asanga shastrena, detachment. And dhrudena chitva, by great determination, he should cut down these attachments. Otherwise, again they will grow. Sometimes somebody may give up something. And afterwards, again he may start the same thing. Because there is no determination. One is not determined to give up that. Somebody is conditioned to do some activity, or some, so many years has been doing, some habit is a wrong habit. So it's not all of a sudden he can just give it up. It may happen that okay, he may just give it up for some time. But again, afterwards, again it starts. And somebody had analyzed this word habit also in a very different way. He explained that the word habit itself is such a difficult word. If you remove H, a bit is there. Even you remove A from that, bit is there. Little bit, something is there. Even if you remove B from that, it is there. Isn't it? So therefore, one has to remove I from that. That is a mentality of me and mine, and throw it away. Then that attachment will, that habit will go away. So it requires a lot of determination to give up. And it is possible by practice. And here this example is given. And there is a story how these attachments, they grow within the heart of person. Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj gives us a nice story. He explains that there was one disciple. He was asked by his spiritual master to study Bhagavad Gita. So he was studying Bhagavad Gita and he left everything. He was just focused on studying Bhagavad Gita. But then what happened? When he was reading Bhagavad Gita, that time there was one small mouse. His gamcha or something was there on the rope line and he was eating that. And it was making some sound, tuck tuck, something. So this disciple got disturbed. He thought that I have to do something. This is a disturbance in my study of scriptures. So let me do something. And then he thought about some time and then he thought that only way I can remove this mouse is to bring a cat. If I bring a cat, then this mouse will not remain here. It will just run away. So then he brought one cat. And once the cat came, rat ran away. It ran away from there. So after some time again, cat started meowing, meow, meow, going on. So all the time disturbance. So he thought that again there is something, so I have to do something. The cat may be hungry or something. The cat should get some milk. So then he thought that how to get milk, you know. Every day I cannot go and bring. So let us bring a cow. He thought of bringing a cow so that problem of milk will be over. So he brought a cow. And he kept it. But then again he was reading and then again he was thinking, how I cannot maintain this cow. Somebody has to milk the cow and keep everything, the milk ready for the cat. So in this way he then thought of getting married. Because somebody has to maintain. So his wife came and she was milking the cow, and then like that it start, his family started, then the children, like that. Then after some years his spiritual master came and asked, what is happening here? I told you to study Bhagavad Gita. So then he told that, yes, I am studying Gita with my family. So all of us are studying. So in this way, the attachments increase. So it requires a great determination to remove all these attachments. And Chananivas Prabhu in Mayapur, he had a wonderful observation. He told to some of our brahmacharis that when brahmacharis join there in Mayapur, they come and they come with one small bag. They come, they don't have anything, they just have left everything and they just come and they want to join Brahmacharya Ashram, stay. And then they just come and stay like that. And then after 1 year, they ask for, can I get one lock and key? Why there is a need of now lock and key now? Because now I have got a big trunk it has to be kept locked, otherwise somebody will take away something from there. So over a period of time, attachments have increased, gathering one thing, another thing. So one has to be very determined to give up those attachments. And even in devotional service, it may happen. Somebody may just come, start chanting, and but still, if one is not careful to remove all the unwanted things in the heart, all the things again will start gathering. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that cheto darpan marja. One has to cleanse the heart, mirror of the heart. But there are so many attachments are there within the heart actually. They are there in the heart. They are not, somebody may externally give it up. But if the attachments are not given up from within, again everything will manifest outside. And what is the basic principle of attachment in this material world? Lord Rishabdev explains that the attraction between a man and a woman, that is the basic cause of bondage in this material world. And the whole world is actually revolving around that principle. So, and if one has that attachment, then all other things, atakshetra gruha sutapta vittir, all these things, they start manifesting. Then there is a need of house, children, and all the relatives, and everything starts increasing. So, how somebody can give it up? It is not possible in one day. Therefore, here Srila Prabhupada explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. And what he is doing? He is giving Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. This verse composed by Sarvam Bhattacharya. He composed two verses which are quite famous. And this is one of the verses. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Kshikshartham Eka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Krupam Budhir Yastam Aham Prapadya. As you know that Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was a dry logician, he was attached to impersonal aspect of the Supreme Person. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to deliver all different types of people. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri the very first time, then seeing the form of the Lord, he just fainted. He went into some ecstatic trance. And he was lying on the floor in the Jagannath temple. And some pujaris, those pandas, they thought that he's some sannyasi, sentimental sannyasi or something. They were about to throw him. But then Sarvam Bhattacharya and his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, they brought him to his house. And he was checking, Sarvam Bhattacharya was checking whether he's alive or he's conscious. So he saw that he's still conscious. And he's into a different kind of trance. And then afterwards, all other associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Nityananda Prabhu and others. And then they started chanting and dancing. And in that way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external consciousness. So, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you look a sannyasi. You are a sannyasi. And you are so young. And If you don't know, if you are not able to discriminate between matter and spirit from moment to moment, it will be very difficult for you to maintain your sannyas order or the vows. So let me teach you this philosophy of impersonalism. And he started teaching Mayavad. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is none other than the Supreme Personality of God. And he wanted to, in fact, deliver Sarvam Bhattacharya. So he kept hearing Vedanta, Sutras, everything. And then, after 4 or 5 days, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he inquired that, "You are not asking anything. Are you understanding what I am saying? Is it difficult, or should I make some little simple or something like that?" So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started speaking, and he told that the explanations of Vedas or the Vedanta Sutras are very clear, like sun. That's very clear. But the commentaries which we are giving, they are covering the effulgence of the sun. So he, in that way, started defeating Sarvam Bhattacharya. And he explained the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra. And what is the ultimate purpose of life? And how by devotional service only one can attain the Supreme Personality of God. Not by studying the scriptures or performing yoga, asanas, or by giving charity. Naham vedair na tapasya na danena na chejya. Only by devotional service one can understand the Supreme Personality of God. So that is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that bhakti yoga. And how he was giving that? By his own example. Lord Krishna came almost 5000 years before, gave the message of Bhagavad Gita. He explained that how bhakti yoga is the supreme, and then he went. But later again there were misinterpretations on Bhagavad Gita. The real meaning of Bhagavad Gita was lost. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came just 500 years before. And whenever such references came, Srila Prabhupada used to tell that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came just recently. Just recently, 500 years before. Not too much time has gone. Just 500 years before. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes once in a day of Brahma. Now, if we calculate the one day of Brahma, such a huge calculation, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, Aharyat Brahmano Vidu, 1000 cycles taken together. One cycle is one Satya Yuga, one Treta Yuga, one Dwapar Yuga, and one Kali Yuga. One Kali Yuga itself is 432,000 years. Sometimes people think that now only few years are left and Kali Yuga is going to end. And then everything is going to vanish. Some storm or something will happen, tsunami waves, or and then the whole world will be destroyed. So whatever is there now, you just enjoy. You don't worry about what is going to happen, and they make some movies and like that. But Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, these are the authentic scriptures. They tell exactly what is going to happen, when. So this duration of Kali Yuga is given 432,000 years, and just 5,000 years have passed. Still there is a lot of time. And two times that of is Dwapar Yuga earlier. And three times that of Kali Yuga is Treta Yuga. And four times that of Kali Yuga is Satya Yuga. So that is one cycle. So 10 times of Kali Yuga is one cycle. And such 1,000 cycles taken together. So 10,000 times Kali Yuga, that many years, is actually 12 years of 12 hours of Brahma. Not 24 hours also, 12 hours. And Brahma lives for 100 years. So in that one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come once. And that also it is explained that he came in this particular Kali Yuga. There is another calculation which explains that in which cycle, which Kali Yuga he will come. That is also explained. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came just recently, few years before. And what he is giving? He is giving this Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He is giving this knowledge of detachment and process of devotional service. Two things, Vairagya and Vidya. Detachment and devotional service. Two things he is giving. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharirdhari Krupambudhir Yas Tamaham Prapadya. Sarvam Bhattacharya is surrendering unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead who has come with this mission. And when Sarvam Bhattacharya he heard from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he realized that devotional service is the highest. And for so many years he had been just practicing this method of impersonalism, Mayavad, and his heart had become quite dry because there is no positive engagement in other processes. In Bhakti Yoga, there is so much positive engagement. One can serve the Lord, one can cook bhoga for the Lord. So many services are there. Throughout the day, one can keep oneself busy. So when Sarvam Bhattacharya he realized, when he heard from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time he understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He must be Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this realization is also possible only by the mercy of the Lord. Only by the mercy of Lord one can understand that he is the Supreme Lord. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came, that time also very few of his associates, they realized that he is the Supreme Lord. Although he did not accept that. Whenever somebody would tell that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Vishnu or Lord Narayan, Supreme Lord, he would close his ears and say, Vishnu, Vishnu. Because he was setting an example. If he would have accepted that I am the Supreme Lord, then he knew that in the future also, so many bogus people will come, bogus incarnations. And they will also exhibit some symptoms. And people are by nature innocent. They just accept. Somebody just shows some miracle, some magic, or removes some ashes or something. Then people think that yes, he has some power. He is the Supreme Lord. He is the Avatar. And in Kali Yuga, there are so many like that. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very careful, not accepting that he is the Supreme Lord. Although he revealed to some of his confidential devotees that he is the Supreme Lord, but still, in general, to general people, he maintained himself as a devotee. So this is important, that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful in fact. And he is giving this process of Vairagya Vidya. And he made it very easy, actually. Very, very easily one can practice devotional service. And here, these teachings, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, are very important to understand, because he himself did not write much except the 8 verses, Shikshashtakam verses. Those only verses he wrote down. And in those verses he gave the conclusions of all Bhakti Yoga. And how one can make advancement. What are the different symptoms? What are the stages of devotional service? So that he gave in Shikshashtakam verses. And that is the right mood to practice devotional service. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. What is the first symptom of chanting? That one's heart will become clean. That is the first symptom. And one has to be very careful in removing the unwanted things within the heart. There are so many anarthas. Anartha. So anartha itself means unwanted thing, which is not important. And there are so many things like that. So many things are there accumulated in the heart. There are layers and layers of such things. And therefore one has to carefully remove those things. And therefore the process is chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. That is the process. Chanting of the holy name can remove all unwanted things. And how there are different stages of chanting. In the beginning, it may be offensive chanting. One is just chanting, but he's not attentive. Lord is not different from the holy name. But he's not attentive to that. Then what happens? He's chanting offensively. He's committing offenses during chanting. And he may not get the exact result of chanting. And therefore, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur explained that how to avoid these offenses. He wrote down systematically. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered his disciples to elaborate on his teachings. Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they were elaborating on his teachings. What is the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because in those days there were no dictaphones or MP3 recording players or something that one can just record and it's available now online. Not like that. Whatever was heard by pure devotees, that was handed down in a proper disciplic succession. And even we can see that how the teachings of Lord Chaitanya have come to us. Srila Rupa Goswami wrote down almost like 100,000 verses on devotional service, various aspects, Ujjvala नीलमणि विदग्ध माधव ललित माधव उपदेशामृत भक्तिरसामृत सिंधु सो मेनी लिटरेचर. सनातन गोस्वामी ऑल्सो रोट हरिभक्ति विलास वैष्णव तोषणी लाइक दैट. सो मच लिटरेचर्स दे हैव रिटन डाउन इन ग्लोरिफाइंग द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड वन हैज टू स्टडी दोस केयरफुली अंडर प्रॉपर गाइडेंस देन वन कैन मेक progress, one will realize what is the depth of devotional service. Usually people think that, oh, now you don't have to do anything, so you go to temple. It's some kind of like sentiment, okay, go and worship there. But those who are like higher, they don't have to go anywhere, they can just meditate anywhere, everywhere. But actually, there is a logic. Sometimes people may say that Lord is everywhere. Why to go to temple? So our devotees also give a logical answer that if Lord is everywhere, then why not in the deity form? He is everywhere, so he is there in the deity form also. And it becomes easy to remember the Lord or to meditate upon Him in a form. So, these week one can understand from the disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami. And he explains that how one should practice devotional service in Upadeshamrita. He has given what are the things favorable for devotional service. What are the things unfavorable for devotional service. And then another place he has given the principle of Yukta Vairagya. And here there is one sentence which is quite striking. Srila Prabhupada writes that in this material world, nothing should be accepted for one's sense gratification. And immediately he writes that everything should be accepted for the service of the Lord. So it may appear a little contradictory that nothing should be accepted for one's sense gratification. That is the difference. Nothing should be accepted. Sometimes Mayavadis, they just neti neti. No, this is not good. Not this. This will be entangling. So not accept this. But those who are advanced in devotional service, they can use the same thing in devotional service. One has to be expert to use Yukta Vairagya. So therefore, it depends upon how one perceives that many things, like Srila Prabhupada gives in Bhagavad Gita example, like everything has its utility at proper place. And even killing. Somebody just starts killing people, somebody as a soldier, he has got one gun or something. He starts killing people. Then what will happen? He will be put in jail. But the same soldier, when he is sent to fight against enemies, then the more number of people or the enemies he kills, he gets that much benefit or those many medals. Because he has killed Hare Krishna. So, Kadamkanand Maharaj, when he was giving Prerana lecture, he told that if the mobile rings, it will be mine. So one has to surrender that mobile. So we get attached to so many things like that, gadgets of this material world. It's difficult to give it up. One has to give it up sometime. So therefore, it is important that how one practices. Because ultimately we have to give it up. We didn't bring anything when we came in this material world. And we cannot take also. We cannot take anything with us. In between there are so many attachments are just developing. So therefore, one has to practice to give up. Slowly, slowly. If somebody has been given a project of cutting a banyan tree, huge banyan tree has spread everywhere, like miles and miles. It spread branches here, up and down, and roots. And he has been told, now you take one this axe, start cutting. Cut down this tree. So what will happen? Within one day, not possible. He has to keep cutting one after one branch after another, going different places and just cut down all the branches and trees and everything. And again, make sure that it doesn't grow. So it will be a big project. Similarly, and it may end one day. That project may end one day. But giving attachments within one's heart may be a lifetime's project. One has to keep cutting, keep removing. One anatha cuts down, again it may grow up after some time. So, unless one has developed detachment from this material world and attachment to the Supreme Law, our process is not to just get detached like Mayavadis. But if we get attached to the Supreme Lord, then automatically all other things will go away. If you are simply attached to the chanting of the Holy Name, serving devotees, hearing Bhagavatam Katha, then what will happen? All those things will vanish. And as I was explaining the chanting, there are different stages. And then once the offensive chanting is over, one carefully removes all these anarthas, then one comes to the level of offenseless chanting, namabhas. That is, one starts getting the glimpse of the Holy Name. He develops taste in chanting the Holy Name. And it is just like rising of a sun. In the beginning, when there is a night, dark, everything is dark, one cannot see. But when the sun is rising, just before the sunrise, everything becomes clear. All the fog disappears and one starts seeing everything clearly, although the sun has not risen. So that is the stage of namabhas. One gets a glimpse of the Holy Name. He realizes that the Holy Name and the Supreme Lord are not different. And then the third stage, the final stage, is Shuddhana. That is, one is constantly chanting. One develops a great ruchi, great taste in chanting the Holy Name. And he has a complete faith in the Holy Name. He knows that the Holy Name and the Supreme Lord are not different. And Srila Rupa Goswami explains that, he expresses that he wants to have millions of tongues to chant the Holy Name, millions of ears to hear that Holy Name. That is a stage one can achieve if one chants attentively. So this is a process given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was understood by Sarvama Bhattacharya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartham Eka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharir Dhari Krupam Budhir Yastam Aham Prapadya. So this is one verse. Here the translation is, let me surrender unto the personality of Godhead, who has appeared now as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He is the ocean of all mercy and has come down to teach us material detachment, learning and devotional service to Himself. And the second verse is, the meaning is, let my consciousness, which is like a honeybee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality Godhead, who has just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to teach us the ancient system of devotional service to Himself. This system has almost been lost due to the influence of time. So that is the second verse. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that these two verses are very, very important verses. And devotees, they will constantly remember these verses and practice those verses. So, in this way, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he could understand the mind of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission. He has come with this mission. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with this mission to give us this highest thing, devotional service. And here also we can see that recently, Srila Prabhupada also, we can see that how he was in that perfect consciousness. When he became, he expounded this Krishna consciousness movement so much. He went to America with just few rupees. And within few years, he developed a huge movement. So somebody may think that, oh, Srila Prabhupada also became attached, or he also developed so many things, so many temples and centers. But what was the taste? The taste is that when Srila Prabhupada is on the final stages, somebody had asked, you have any desire? So what was the answer Srila Prabhupada gave? No desire. Koi ichcha nahi. He did not have any desire. That shows that although he had developed so much temples and so much in all over the world, international society established, but still in his heart he was detached from everything. So that is quite important actually. That shows that at every moment of his Krishna consciousness, he is attached to the Supreme Lord and he is not attached to this anything of this material world. And even once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was also explaining on this point that how one has to become detached. And even sannyasis also, they may have hundreds of disciples, thousands of disciples, but still everyone has to give up. They have to leave everything behind. So Krishna may give all these opulences, everything, so many things are given by Krishna. So that is ultimately Krishna's. It is nothing is ours. When we think that it is mine, that time we forget Krishna. The ability to speak, or any talents, or strength, or anything is given in the service of the Lord, it actually belongs to Krishna. Nothing is ours. And one day he will ask to give back. Okay, please give me back my things. But we tell, no, please let me keep it for some more time. Then Krishna will also tell, okay, you stay some more time in this material world according to my time. So it will be difficult. We may remain here. Because ultimately everything is given by the Supreme Lord and He will take away. So one should not worry if something goes away. Better to give it up voluntarily than to feel that, oh, somebody has taken forcibly. Because even somebody may be a big wealthy person, he may have crores or rupees, but then still he has to give it up. Or he will be forced to give it up. At the moment of death, what happens? That one has to give it up, actually, everything. The gross things, everything, he has to give it up. Subtle attachment, one has to carry. One cannot give it up. That requires more practice, more determination. But the gross things, one will be forced to give it up. So therefore, one has to practice. And here, Khatwanga Maharaj, he was practicing. And what was his consciousness? He saw this mortal world as Gandharvapur. Although he was a king, he was also having so much power, so many ministers, and a lot of control was there. But when he became detached, he started seeing everything from an objective point of view. He thought that, what is this mortal world ultimately? It is a Gandharvapur. It is a phantasmagoria. It is an imaginary world, illusory world. It is not real. Because all mortal world, everything will be finished. All big empires, they have come and gone. They remain there for a small period of time, a very small fraction. And if you compare with that eternity, it is just nothing. It is just for a small fraction of a time, it has some existence and then it vanishes. So those who become detached, they get this type of realization. And here Maharaj Khatwanga, once he was told that, no, you have only one moment left, he detached himself from externally and internally. Everything, all attachments he removed. And as an isolated spirit soul, he started seeing everything. He was observing, oh, what is this? Why am I attached to this mortal world? This mortal world is like a Gandharvapur. It's like a city on a hill or on a mountain. Now, one may think that how this type of imagination is coming in his mind. Usually somebody may fly in an airplane, then one may look at the mountain from a top or a hill, and then one may get such kind of experiences. But of course, Khatwanga Maharaj was not an ordinary person. He had traveled to heavenly planets and he had come back again to earth. So many things he had experienced. So there is no wonder that he thinks he had experienced such kind of thing. This is my philosophical speculation. But it is possible that once he became detached, he started seeing everything in a detached manner. This mortal world became like an imaginary thing for him. And in that way, he is giving a wonderful prayers. And he's showing by his example how one should become attached to the Lord. And how one should surrender unto the Lord, not just become detached, but surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. Bhavena hitva tamam prapadya. By practicing devotional service, let me surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. And in that way, one can finally perfect his life, and one can remember the Supreme Personality of God. So, I'll conclude today. If anyone has any question or comments or doubt, just one or two question. Please pass on the mic here. Huh? Acha, mic is there? Huh? Mic is not on. Yatra, mic is on Yatra. Okay. So, maybe you can just speak loudly. Yeah. There is no mic. Sorry. First of all, I am not saying like that. Namachar Srila Haridas Thakur is saying. Yeah, but still we have been told to do attentive chanting. That will have more benefit. It will be more beneficial. Will perfect quickly. That is also good. That somebody may be just Sanketam Parihasyam. Somebody may just jokingly chant the holy name or mock at someone. But depends upon what intention one is chanting. Because Krishna accepts the purpose in which we serve the Lord. Isn't ultimately everything is depends upon the consciousness. If you do the same thing, it becomes, if there is no consciousness not involved, it becomes a ritual. That's a danger actually. In devotional life, that's a danger. The same spiritual activities we are doing every day, we may take it casually, oh, so what? I'm chanting. But that's how the material energy acts, Maya acts like that. It convinces that, oh yes, you are chanting, don't worry. Whatever way you are chanting, you are chanting. But that's not all in all. Chanting is a big struggle. One has to put lot of our consciousness has to be involved. One has to become more attentive. Krishna is not different from His holy name. Say for example, some important person comes to your house. Very, very important person. Very difficult to get appointment. And he has come to your house and he is sitting and you are doing some other household activities. Then what will happen? He will just go away after some time. So similarly, what we are doing during chanting, we are calling Lord as an important guest. He is sitting there. But we are doing so many other things. Concentration, see, our process is to, what is our consciousness? Are we surrendering? Are we accepting that fact? That's all right. That is happening everywhere. we cannot force the mind. It will require, it requires a lot of practice. One cannot, even Arjuna had that difficulty at the time of Dwapar Yuga, earlier ages. So we are in Kali Yuga. We'll be having so, not only, at least you are, means awake. Okay. So there are different modes of ignorance. अज्ञान अविद्या स्लीपिंग इज वेरी बैड ड्यूरिंग चैंटिंग दैट्स इट्स इन द मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस बट एटलीस्ट यू आर अवेक एंड चैंटिंग दैट इज रिलेटिवली बेटर ओके बट स्टिल देर इज हायर देर इज ऑलवेज हायर एंड हायर सो वन कैन ट्राई वट एवर वे वन कैन सो दिस बाय दिस प्रैक्टिस देन वेन वी आर प्रिपेर्ड प्रॉपरली देन वील बी एबल टू गिव द फाइनल एग्जाम प्रॉपरली बट एट द फाइनल एग्जाम ऑल्सो वी हैव टू रिमेंबर ओके लाइफ टाइम इज प्रिपरेशन एंड डेथ इज एग्जामिनेशन राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु ऑलवेज कोट्स ड्यूरिंग हिज जर्नी ऑफ सेल्फ डिस्कवरी कोर्सेस सो वी इवन इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल मीन्स इट इज डिफिकल्ट फॉर एवरी वन एज वी आर साधकाज बट स्टील वी शुड नॉट गिव अप द स्ट्रगल टू चैंट अटेंटिवली ओके सॉरी यस यू हैड सम क्वेश्चन It depends upon us actually, means we have to keep practicing the process one has to practice and Krishna will reveal in due course of time. Determination. Yeah, but like sometimes somebody is in a business or something like being in that position, if he is able to give the message to his colleagues and friends in that circle, then the same place can become Krishna conscious. That's how this principle of Yukta Vairagya has to be carefully adjusted. That the same thing, for one person it may be a total maya. One may think that, oh, he is in maya. He may think that he is attached, like Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He was so much opulent. And then Gadadhar Pandit came and so he thought that how he is a great devotee. I had heard that he is a great devotee. But I can see him chewing paan and sitting and nice hair. So he was having that kind of doubt. Shri Radha Gopinath ki. So he had that type of doubt actually. But what is a test? When Mukundat, or he started singing, Mukundas. He started singing the glories of the Supreme Lord, then his real identity was revealed. It was revealed that he is not an ordinary devotee. Although externally he may have like so much material acquisitions and gadgets, and but what is his internal consciousness? That is important. So, detachment is not from external. It is not that just because somebody has given up everything, staying in temple, shaven-headed, and doesn't mean that he is detached. That's a different way actually. So therefore Prabhupada used to tell that it is not just by wearing a dress of a sadhu one can become a sadhu. One has to become detached from within. And then one, when he is detached from within, he will realize that yes, that he will get his own realization. that I am not attached. How much is too much? That one has to know. Because even means in family, therefore this varnashram is given. That certain time one should remain as a brahmachari. And if he has inclination, then he can enter into grahastha. Then grahastha, after grahastha also, then there is a gradual process of detachment. And then one should carefully plan, okay, how, what time, and everything has to be properly delegated, and then one can practice. Even those days also, like after grahastha, they would go in vanaprastha, stay with his wife and practice living a simple life. Like earlier, somebody may be having so many gadgets and so many things. But during that period, one should practice, okay, let me practice a simple life. Therefore, we are constructing a farm there where one can go and practice simplicity, at least weekends. So that type of practice will help. That not too much electricity, not too much wastage of water or other things, just basic things. And in that way, one can develop detachment. That regularly one has to practice. So one can plan his life. Okay, this much period, delegating slowly, slowly. One has to keep planning. It will not come overnight. One has to keep planning. That okay, after this period, I have to give up. And even after that also, again, some thought mentally or... it may come. It's a way has to drive away those thoughts. So, of course, Srila Prabhupada is merciful. He explained that what is vanaprastha in Kali Yuga. He told that one should come in the temple and practice devotional service. Give up, means leave family things, or both they can come, serve in the temple, keep continuously serving. So that is good, because it is not just detaching, but getting attached to the Lord. That is important. And then one is attached to the Lord, serving the Lord. So then he is on the higher platform, more on the higher platform. Iha yasya harir dasya karmana manasa gira nikhilashvapi jivan mukta sauchyate. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that iha yasya harir dasya, by his karmana manasa gira, by his activities, by mind, by body, one should be serving the Lord. Nikhilashvapi avastasu jivan mukta sauchyate. So even one may be appear to be having surrounded by so many opulence, but still one will remain detached. Padma padram ivambasa. Lord Krishna explains that one should remain like a lotus flower. Lotus flower is surrounded by so much mud and dirt and everything, but where it is attached at the root. So similarly, the pure devotees, they may have to accept sometimes that they have to accept opulences. Sometimes there is order. One has to accept certain things. And at the same time, if they are attached to the Supreme Lord, then they'll be protected. Because ultimately, what is our consciousness, that will determine. So, therefore, one has to develop that let me become more attached to the Supreme Lord. And here also in the previous verse, there is one very important point Maharaj Khatwanga explains, that I want to become attached to you. I am not interested in anything else. I am interested in Supreme Personality Godhead. I did not find anything more substantial than the Supreme Personality Godhead. Because even along with the Supreme Personality Godhead, there may be so many opulences. When the devotee achieves different types of liberations, sashti, salokya, samipya, All these type of liberation, one can achieve the same form as that of the Lord. Opulences, he can stay close in Vaikunthas. But the more higher level is to become attached to the Supreme Lord himself, not to his opulences. But I am attached to the Supreme Lord directly. That is much more higher actually. And here Maharaj Khatwanga expresses that, and Srila Shukadeva Goswami has carefully noted down this point, that I was never attracted even in my childhood by insignificant things or irreligious principles. I did not find anything more substantial than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when you have Supreme Lord, then you have everything. You don't have to separately endeavor for anything. So that is our process. Srila Prabhupada gave us that process of becoming Krishna conscious. Not Krishna's opulence conscious. But to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, that is also danger. That I am attached to service because I can get something. That is also not higher actually. So, if you are attached to Krishna directly, then everything will follow. And Krishna is having everything. You don't have to worry. It is not that somebody gives up something, then he loses. One never loses anything. So if somebody asks Srila Prabhupada that I want to give up, I want to renounce everything. So Srila Prabhupada asks question, what do you have to renounce? You don't have anything to renounce. Just give up this false ego that you have in something. So false ego is more stronger actually. It's more deep rooted. That is the root cause of developing all the attachment. So it's a practice. It's not easy to give up thing. But one has to practice slowly, slowly, give up. False ego is, if somebody speaks something which you don't like, it hurts. Isn't it? It hurts over. So where it is hurting actually? He's not physically beating, but hurting somewhere. That false ego is hurted. We feel disturbed. Oh, why is speaking like that? Because there is some element of truth. But one should practice this bitter juice of hearing. And then the same thing will become palatable. One will think that, oh, so nice, better, let me give up faster. Let me cure the disease faster. I'm holding on so much. Let me cure faster. So there are many, like, mansik problem means what? Many things are on the mansik level. Mansik means mind is sick. That is mansik. Therefore all the attachments are developing. Mind becomes stronger, no problem. Mind is healthy, no problem. So, of course, I also have to learn many things. It's not just speaking is easy, but practicing is difficult. So I also have to practice. Is that okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.